It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Yeah, what's the story with posh, blandy Douglas Wands giving me the stink eye blowing Derry Ann? Myself and your old doll got a loan off of Budgie's camper van there, headed down to Kerry for the week. It'd be so hot in the back of that thing this weather. I'm not able on the sex front. The old doll thinks I must be having an affair, like. I kind of wish I was now, because I'm getting blamed for it anyway. So, we're down in Derry Nan Tuesday on the beach, like, and I felt a bit threatened with all the local gormies in their Kerry jerseys striding around like they own the place, like. Then I sees these three blandy ones walking past me in expensive sunglasses, and I shouts, "Nice accent, love. Good to see one of our own, like." She looked at me like I was from Clan Mel. "I've nothing in common with you, boy. Out of her nose, like they did doing in Douglas. Sorry, no, but denying you're from Cork is like the worst thing you could do, particularly amongst the final week. Do you think I should report her? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool."
There is actually a hotline for reporting treachery against Cork. It's called 1-800-LANGBALL. I rang it there and said a Douglas one refused to talk to a guy from Blackpool on the beach in Derry Nan. The hotline woman said, "Which one of them are you reporting for treachery against Cork?" I said the guy from Blackpool didn't do anything wrong. She said, "Except for going on holidays in Kerry." Hashtag the snake.
It's getting furtive on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who refuse to make eye contact with Norries on holidays in Derry Nan. Myself, Fifi underscore 2 White Range Rovers and Lorna underscore 67 Grand Kitchen made a real entrance on the beach there yesterday, almost in slow-mo so the local Kerry biatches could see that we were wearing 20 grand worth of designer gear between us. Not a label in sight, mind you. It's not like we're from Glanmire, but there was no mistaking our net worth. Anyway, the whole thing was ruined when this nobody with a Northside accent tried to talk to us, and then his girlfriend, who looked like a walking tattoo, started shouting, "Is that the slag you're seeing behind my back, Tony?" As if, like, I could see all the posh Kerry ones in last year's jumpsuits and sunbed tans sniggering at us, as if they've never been mortified by some hairy-nosed Kerry farmer who came down the mountain to have a wash. One of the Killarney biatches shouted, "Good luck in the match on Sunday, girls!" Which obviously passes for humour in the kingdom, because her two friends nearly peed in their pack of three knickers. Anyway, what do they mean by good luck on Sunday? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I think there might be a match, Jenny, at the Bog Ball. I rang my GA Maddox in Tralee and said, "Are you confident for Sunday?" He said, "Era, no, you can't rely on the Kerry lads to rise the occasion." I said, "Why do you think I broke it off with you?" Hashtag smutty.
"Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Isn't it the way I saw a photograph on Facebook of Roy Keane and him blowing y'all during the week with a grand pair of legs up on him? I said to Berna, what are we doing up here dating pond life from Skerta Glen when we could be making eyes at Roy on the beach and him a millionaire? Our only worry is that we've never been to East Cork before because it's too close to Waterford, and that shower would make Kerry lads look like the master race. So, are there any precautions we should take, tell me? Rosaline, Bala Desmond."
I rang my friend in Ballycotton there and said, "Do you think people from North Cork should take precautions?" She said, "Absolutely. The less children they have, the better."
"Hello, Old Stock. We're very excited here on the Blackrock Road after hearing about the new exclusive toilets up in Clifton. We were confused as well, to be honest, because I can't see the point in putting something aimed at an elite class in a place like Clifton. Sorry now, but the definition of a respectable person in Galway is someone who washes their hair, even when they're not going out on a date. That said, the idea of an expensive Jack's is a right corker, because no one wants to be doing their business next to some mediocrity who thinks he's it, because he went to Cloche and Cree Street. Now, the main problem I can see with the Jack's in Clifton is the price they're charging to use it. I mean, £3.50 isn't enough to discourage a Norrie, let alone some wannabe from Glanmire. Anyway, myself and the other Blackrock Road millionaires are planning to build a series of swanky Jack's around Cork. What do you think would be a suitable price point to discourage non-entities? Reggie, Blackrock Road."
"I was thinking there, I don't know any non-entities." And then I remembered, I have a cousin in Bishopstown. I rang her and said, "What's the most you'd pay for the loo?" She said, €45. I said, "You'd pay that to use the toilet." She said, "I thought you meant buy a toilet." Hashtag cheap toilets in B-Town.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.